This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is Victoria's only Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, Todd Fernando. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio.
It has been a dream to come into the studio, so I'm here, finally.
What part of Melbourne did you have to come from?
The north, let's just say
the
that.
North. You're a northie.
Had to cross the Yarra in order to get here, which is not a trek that I do often, but usually I do just to come to the Pride Centre.
Well, you should be doing a lot more of it. You need to get out and about.
Well, you know, Melbourne Pride showed us where the diversity is. So.
Yes. Don't worry, he gets out and about a lot.
Now, Todd, a couple of weeks ago, we noticed a media release from the state government announcing a package of $700,000 in grants. It doesn't sound like a lot of money in the broad scheme of things, but from what I could see, it was offering grants of, that's Basil, by the way. Basil, it's Fiona's gorgeous little doggy, toy poodle, brown, gorgeous. The grants,
poodle of colour.
The grants program, as I could see, was offering a combination of $50,000 and $20,000 grants for organisations. I interpret this as being a little bit like sort of core infrastructure funding. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, look, we've redeveloped and repackaged this funding. So it used to be the community grants funding. And so what we feel now that we have this 10-year strategy, which we'll talk about in a bit, is we need to develop the infrastructure to go along with supporting communities on the ground. And so we know that because of the diversity in our communities are coming out of the woodworks, let's say that, we need to support them. So these are organisations that historically are underfunded or historically have never received funding.
Historically, they've worked out of, you know, people's living rooms and garages and bedrooms. So, I mean, there has been no infrastructure in the LGBTI plus community. So all of a sudden, we've got this amazing facility. There is money flowing. It doesn't compare like it does in other sectors or other population groups. And I'm thinking of, you know, culturally and linguistically diverse or disability or aging or whatever it might be. I welcome this.
Yes.
Is this ongoing or is this still competitively based?
This is still competitively based. However, we are making a commitment to ensure that, you know, funding like this does happen into the future. The 10-year strategy is a 10-year strategy. We can't fund things for the first couple of years and then weed it out after 4 or 5 years. So these things will emerge as they do when priorities and communities happen, and whenever we see a need for an organisation to be developed. So the infrastructure in our communities is really important, particularly in our regions and rural areas where lack of funding has occurred, but also how do we replicate what's in Melbourne? You know, how do we replicate the Pride Centre in a place like Sale or Mildura?
Yes. Yeah. And really, over the years, and I mentioned this earlier, that the Also Foundation, before it was mismanaged, basically used to fund a lot of seeding money for organisations. If you went through the roll call of community groups in Melbourne, a lot of them that have been around for a while started with Also. So this is a similar thing, isn't it? It's actually to enable those organisations to have some money to spend on capacity or capacity building.
I want to take it a step further, Becca, and say that that I think this is great funding and I welcome it and I support it and I think it's, you know, well before its time. But competition is sort of a bit over. It's a bit passé. Yes. Competition actually sets up community groups and organisations against each other rather than collaborate and build strength.
But is that an issue of coming from the Victorian government, or is that a community?
Both.
You know, so how do we encourage community organisations to collaborate more, particularly as they develop their organisations, yes, right? So this is what this grant doing is. We know at the Victorian government that that community organisations are crucial infrastructure to our communities. They provide voices and spaces for our communities and our diverse communities to hang out, gather, unpack their yes lives.
And there are examples of community organisations who are saying, we're sick of this competitive nature. We're going to voluntarily amalgamate.
Mm.
Now, I heard this, it's happening here in this very community now across the southeastern corridor, where three major community health services are about to, you know, call for a merger and an amalgamation. That does away with the whole competitive element.
Which is exciting.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's a great move for some of these organisations to consider their impact and their reach, particularly when organisations are trying to get into communities that they haven't been in before.
Yes, yes.
There's no point in reinventing the wheel when there's an organisation, be it big or small, is already in that community.
And I think, you know, in the competitive nature, Tass, I probably have a slightly different view. I don't disagree entirely. I think in a competitive environment, it does help for those organisations to actually sharpen what they're applying for, because they are competing against others. The simple fact is there isn't ever going to be enough money for everyone.
The problem with that approach is that people miss out and organisations well, yes,
I think it's more so about what is the program doing?
Exactly.
What is your service vision and strategy, and how can you tailor a funding application to be to respond to what is actually needed in the community rather than the continuation of Pride events, which is great. Happy Mardi Gras, by the way. But, you know, there are severe issues that are still emerging in our communities that organisations tend to shy away from.
That's right.
And so these opportunities allow us to have a really targeted approach to respond to these issues.
So, Todd, tell us about the 10-year strategy. I mean, I saw the document. We've had a couple of discussions in the studio about it. From your perspective, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve out of this?
The vision is a safe and inclusive Victoria. Right? Now, that's big and lofty, but really what it means is no longer will we stand for the homophobia or the transphobia that was once part of the Victorian community. So this is about ensuring all services are inclusive and welcoming. This is about ensuring all the services that the Victorian government is doing to respond to the needs of our community in that way. And so the strategy, which is 10 years, which is a long, long time, means that we can have some long-term vision and impact. It's called Pride in Our Future, and we're trying to, you know, share the vision of what that looks like. So my job over the next few months will be heading out to the regions and rural parts of Victoria and talking with businesses on the ground, with organisations and with local councils around what it is that they're doing to share in this vision of Pride in Our Future, which I think is just very exciting.
It's pretty important. I mean, we need to remember that, you know, what, you know, the work that you're doing and, you know, that Ro Allen did before you, you know, getting out into the community and spending, I would suggest, the majority of your time actually outside Melbourne, I think that's really important.
Yep.
And engaging with those communities and helping them, you know, to put together their applications, or, you know, saying, well, you know, have you thought about this and how you might collaborate? I think that's incredibly important work, Todd.
It is no secret, and maybe the listeners might find out for the first time, but it is no secret that I'm uninterested in Melbourne. I think what we've done is built an incredible infrastructure.
Yeah, we have.
How do we replicate that?
Uninterested in
Melbourne. Can I say to you, I reckon the country's doing well.
He's right.
I happened to be in a regional town just recently, and I popped into a health service. It was a country hospital, and there was this proud, buxom, fabulous, proud looking, she looked like a matron really, she was a nurse, and she was wearing her badge and had her preferred pronouns on it. And I thought, good on you.
That's amazing.
That sends a message to me that you care, that you are interested, that you want to have a conversation with us, and you are respectful.
That's amazing.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, this is happening all over country Victoria.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think our human services are not the problem area.
Mm.
I don't think they're the problem area. Our schools, our health services, our hospitals, our emergency services, all of those public sector government agencies are actually on the right pathway. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit worried about the rest.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this strategy aims to, right? When I'm in community, I'm not just going to be walking into the health service where we know that they've done a rainbow tick, standing on the corner asking about the gays in the community.
Yeah.
You know, the elderly people that are walking down with their trolleys after the markets being like, what do you think of the gays today?
Yeah.
You know, and so really tackling those issues, walking to the servo, the local clothing shop, being like, do you know what a pronoun is?
Yeah.
You know, that's the real grunt work that still needs to happen to ensure that no matter where you go in this state, you can walk in and proudly be you.
Yes.
That's the vision.
Yeah.
That's the vision.
On a still in the country, will you be at Chill Out next weekend?
I will be at Chill Out.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm really excited for at Chill Out is there's two things. I'm looking forward to the Joel Brady Daddy Show.
The what?
Daddy.
Oh, that's on Thursday Brady, night, isn't it?
Details.
I can't be there. I can't be there. I've read about it. I actually went as far as buying tickets, but I put them back on the market.
Apparently, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and I've heard it's great.
And then apparently I'm sitting in some convertible waving down the street. Oh. This is the part of the gig where I'm like, I don't know about this one, but you know, apparently it's a real tradition at Chill Out. Yes. So.
Are you wearing something spesh?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. But I have been practicing my Queen Elizabeth wave, so.
You know the way to do it, Todd? Imagine you're unscrewing
a light bulb.
Okay. How many Maccas does it take to unscrew a light bulb?
Not as many as it used to because the light bulbs last longer.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And, you know, that going down the main street in cars, I actually used to organise the cars for that.
Really?
Yes. And if you can indulge me for 30 seconds... There was a group of drag queens, and the car company I was working for, everyone knows who it is. I'm not going to give them a free plug, but we provided all these cars. And one of the guys who worked in my team, young, straight guy, really cool guy, had loved doing this. Anyway, in the staging area for the cars, he was surrounded by four drag queens, and they said to him, "Will you show us your junk?
Oh.
We're all interested." And he was like, "What do you mean?" And one of them said, "Get it out, Dar. We want to have a look at it."
Wow. Well.
And he was, of course, he didn't.
Of course.
But they were devastated.
So this goes back to the how many light bulbs can muck around the screw.
Yes, exactly. Well done, Todd.
Anyway.
Put the conversation back on the straight and narrow. I'm looking very forward to being there next weekend. I'm going to be off air next week, and I'll be in Dallas for itself and participating in Chill Out.
Get Todd down
weekend.
For a coffee.
I could do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Maybe a live cross from Dalesford.
Oh, that could be fun.
Actually, we could do that during the show. There
we
you
could
go.
Actually, if you're up for it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's organise it. Saturday morning. Done.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.